Hey, what's going on? Welcome to Hapa School Spring Session, Week 1, Day 1. Today marks the beginning of an exciting 9-week journey together, and I hope you're ready for it. In today's chat, Peter and Billy are chatting about Billy's 40th wedding anniversary. Are you ready? Let's get started. Question of the day. What do Peter and Billy say regarding married couples these days? Let's listen to the conversation. How your wife has put up with you for 40 years is beyond me. But with that being said, congratulations.
Thanks. As crazy as it sounds, time just flew by. It just seems like yesterday we tied the knot.
You know, not too many people can pull that off nowadays. So many of them throw in the towel over the smallest things.
You can say that again. It's not too often you see couples in it for the long haul these days.
Hey, I got a couple of tickets for the game tomorrow, and they are VIP seats. Here, take your wife out for a night on the town and enjoy yourselves.
Really? My wife is crazy about basketball. Thanks a million.
Let's go over the answer. What do Peter and Billy say regarding married couples these days? They say many couples nowadays give up on their marriage over small issues and think many couples are not committed for the long term. Phrases of the day. Number 1. Be beyond someone.
何々は理解できない。誰々の理解の範囲を超える。
Be beyond someone はその人にとって理解したり把握したりするのが難しすぎることを表現し、理解の範囲を超えることを意味します。例えば、コーディングについて説明されても専門用語が多すぎて話についていけない場合は、
Coding is beyond me.
コーディングは理解できない。LA での仕事のオファーを断った友人のことを理解できない場合は、
Why he turned down the job offer to work in LA is beyond me.
なぜ彼が LA での仕事のオファーを断ったのか、私には理解できないのように表現します。
Fixing a car engine is beyond me.
車のエンジンを修理するのは私には無理です。
Why she is always 20 minutes late is beyond me.
なぜ彼女がいつも20分遅刻するのか、私には理解できません。
Number 2. Pull something off.
成功する。
Pull off
は成功するや達成するを意味し、特に困難な状況の中で何かをやり遂げたり、成功させたりするニュアンスがあります。
Pull off はスポーツの試合で勝ったり、ビジネスで大きな取引に成功したり、サプライズパーティーを成功させたりなど、いろいろな状況で使われます。
例えば、逆転の勝利を収めた場合は、
They pulled off an upset.
彼らは逆転勝利した。取引に成功した場合は、
We pulled off the deal.
我々は取引に成功したのように表現します。
We pulled off a surprise party for my mom's birthday.
母の誕生日にサプライズパーティーを成功させました。
I didn't think he could create an app, but he managed to pull it off.
彼がアプリを作れるとは思っていませんでしたが、見事にやり遂げました。
Number 3. Night on the town.
夜の街を楽しむ。
Night on the town
は友人や家族などと夜に出かけて楽しむことを意味します。レストランで食事したり、イベントやライブに行ったりなど、普段とはちょっと異なるアクティビティを楽しむニュアンスが含まれます。例えば、私たちは友人の誕生日を祝うために夜の街に出かける予定です。は、
We're planning a night on the town to celebrate my friend's birthday, と言います。
Let's go out for a night on the town. 夜の街に出かけましょう。
We're out for a night on the town to celebrate my friend's birthday.
友人の誕生日を祝うため、夜の街に出かけました。
Repeat after me. Number 1. Fixing a car engine is beyond me. Number 2.
Why she is always 20 minutes late is beyond me. Number 3. We pulled off a surprise party for my mom's birthday. Number 4. I didn't think he could create an app, but he managed to pull it off. Number 5. Let's go out for a night on the town. Number 6. We were out for a night on the town to celebrate my friend's birthday. Instantaneous translation. After I say the Japanese sentence, say aloud the English translation. Night on the town.
夜の街に出かけましょう。
Let's go out for a night on the town. Be beyond someone.
車のエンジンを修理するのは私には無理です。
Fixing a car engine is beyond me. Pull off.
母の誕生日にサプライズパーティーを成功させました。
We pulled off a surprise party for my mom's birthday. Be beyond someone.
なぜ彼女がいつも20分遅刻するのか、私には理解できません。
Why she is always 20 minutes late is beyond me. Pull off.
彼がアプリを作れるとは思っていませんでしたが、見事にやり遂げました。
I didn't think he could create an app, but he managed to pull it off.Night on the town.
友人の誕生日祝うため、夜の街に出かけました。
We were out for a night on the town to celebrate my friend's birthday. Let's listen to the conversation one more time.
How your wife has put up with you for 40 years is beyond me. But with that being said, congratulations.
Thanks. As crazy as it sounds, time just flew by. It just seems like yesterday we tied the knot.
You know, not too many people can pull that off nowadays. So many of them throw in the towel over the smallest things.
You can say that again.It's not too often you see couples in it for the long haul these days.
Hey, I got a couple of tickets for the game tomorrow, and they are VIP seats. Here, take your wife out for a night on the town and enjoy yourselves.
Really? My wife is crazy about basketball. Thanks a million.
Awesome job today. Today's dialogue was filled with lots of useful expressions,So let's go over a few of them together. The first idiom is tie the knot. Tie the knot is an idiom that means to get married. Imagine you have two pieces of rope and you make a knot to connect them together. In the same way, when people tie the knot, they're joining their lives together in a special way. So when you hear someone say they're going to tie the knot, it means they're going to have a wedding and officially become husband and wife.By the way, it's been 8 years since my wife and I tied the knot. The second idiom is throw in the towel. Throw in the towel means to give up or surrender. It comes from boxing,
where a boxer's coach might throw a towel into the ring to signal that the boxer is giving up and can't continue the fight. So when someone throws in the towel, it means they've decided to stop trying because they don't think they can succeed or it's too difficult. The last phrase is, for the long haul. For the long haul means for a long period of time or for the foreseeable future. When someone says that they are in it for the long haul, it means that they are committed to something for a long time and are willing to stick with it through good times and bad. So as an English learner, it's important to be in it for the long haul and not throw in the towel easily. English is a fun journey, so let's enjoy the process together. Have a great day, and I will see you again tomorrow morning. Take it easy. Peace.